Well, let's carry on. Let's go into our next subject. What our favorite movies from 2017 were?
Well, I'm super excited. Before you say your list,
yeah,
because I'm guessing you have your list. I'm gonna say some honorable mentions.
Okay.
Also known as TV shows. I just have movies on here.
Ah, I should have done TV shows on mine.
So I had, I just wanted to put TV shows on there.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they're too different to put on the same list. So here's my honorable mentions of stuff that came out this year. And if I say a show that has come out before this year, it's, I'm talking about the most recent season or episodes that came out this year. 13 Reasons Why.
Okay, I never saw it.
I liked it. I cried.
Yeah.
The Punisher.
I didn't watch that one.
Great. I liked it a lot. It was, I needed to watch cartoons afterwards. There's literally a scene where you watch a guy hold a gun to his head, and it's kind of, it's tough. Voltron.
I didn't watch that one.
There was two seasons that came out this year. Both blew out my expectations of what would happen. Like, mm-hmm. they kept me guessing. Like, I was like, oh, this is definitely how it's going to go. And then it, like, it took me and threw me out the window. It was like, no. Steven Universe. Most recent episodes. I forgot that two of my favorite episodes that came out actually came out, like, the first couple days of this year.
Mm-hmm.
But then I looked back. There was a four-part episode that came out in 2017 that I loved.
Yeah.
Samurai Jack.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That started back up.
I had to put that on there because it ended in a beautiful way, and if you don't think so, you're wrong.
Not opinion, just fact.
Not opinion, factoruno. And then my last two honorable mentions are Thor Ragnarok and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
That one came out this year?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to make some edits to my list.
Yeah, you can make your edits to your list. No, but whenever I was looking at my list, those two movies, I guess they just didn't hold a candle close enough to the movies that I had seen.
Yeah.
Because I still like those movies a lot. They're funny, they're hilarious, they're gorgeous to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they have the impact or power that a lot of these movies have. Huh. Or personal enjoyment. I'm going to say that right now, personal enjoyment's going to come into play, because you're going to be, I'm definitely going to get to one of my movies and you're going to be like, you're an idiot. You done making adjustments to your list?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, you had top 10, right?
I have. I decided to include all 12 of the movies I've seen this year.
Okay, so say what your 12 and 11 are.
12 and 11. 12 is The Emoji Movie, simply because I've only seen 12 movies this year, and that is one of
You didn't have to put it on your list.
I put it on my list. So it is 12th place, which I will say, again, it's dead last.
Mm-hmm.
Right above that is the Captain Underpants movie.
That's on Netflix. I need to watch that.
The art style I really liked, but other than that, it's Captain Underpants.
I need to watch it just because I read the comics as a kid.
Yeah, so did I.
And I loved it, so I definitely need to watch that at some point. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to name off numbers. So, like, for example, your 10, and then I'll say what my 10 okay. are. And then you'll say your 9, I'll say my 9. We'll go in order, okay? So what's your... my number 10 is Kong Skull Island.
I did not see that one.
I love kaiju movies to death. Yep. So to see the return to form of an adventure movie in Kong and all that stuff, it was just so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
Not that... It's not like the most like, oh, this is like... This movie says something. It was just fun to watch, I thought.
Yeah.
Your number 10?
My number 10 was Jumanji.
You actually saw that?
I did.
I didn't see it because I was like iffy, and then people said it was actually good, and I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, so, you know, you have The Rock, you have,
I forgot Jack her name. Black.
Yeah, you have Jack Black.
Karen Gillian.
Yeah.
And the black guy. Kevin Hart.
Hart, yeah. I almost said Durant, but he's a basketball player. anyways, so you have those four. So it's a pretty funny movie. I just feel like they kind of went, I don't know, it was really confusing, the age range they're going for. Because sometimes it feels like they're going for, you know, preteens. Sometimes mm-hmm. it feels like the humor is kind of adult.
Yeah.
So I was kind of confused about who they're targeting.
Yeah, I could understand that.
And it's just kind of confusing for me, but, I mean, it doesn't hold candle to the original Jumanji, but it was good.
I hope the CGI is better than the original, though.
Oh, yeah, it was. Definitely.
Okay, good. Because I looked back at the original Jumanji, and some scenes with those monkeys are awful. Like, I was looking at them like, this is not real.
And the stampedes.
Yeah.
Those are awful.
Yes. Okay, my number
nine, Spider-Man Homecoming.
I have that one on my list, just a bit higher.
Just don't tell where it is. Yeah, like, if we might have some of the same movies, but just don't tell me. What's your number nine, then?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Really?
Yeah.
You like it?
I only saw 12 movies.
You liked it better than Jumanji?
Yes. I'll say that.
But how'd it beat the Emoji Movie? That's the real question.
I thought we were going 12 is the best. Oh, shoot.
No, why?
It was unnecessary.
First of all, why'd you see it?
Because it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
I know. I just never saw it. It's also on Netflix.
The fourth one was awful. But this is the fifth one. And it was unnecessary. Nobody needed it.
Uh-huh.
Few people wanted it.
Uh-huh. But we still got it.
It met expectations.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It was Pirates of Caribbean.
It was a movie. Yeah. It was a Pirates movie.
What about Spider-Man Homecoming for you? Why is that so...
Spider-Man Homecoming is on there because it felt like they nailed it of what Spider-Man needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like the Peter Parker scenes in the original Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because he plays an excellent Peter Parker. In The Amazing Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield plays an
amazing
incredible
Spider-Man. An amazing one.
An amazing one. But he doesn't pull off the nerd kind of Peter Parker.
He's too good looking.
So I think you needed to combine those two to make it. And I feel like Tom Holland definitely pulls that off. Because whenever he just like talks, I feel like, this is the awkward high school kid. And then whenever he's Spider-Man, he's like, that's so cool.
Yeah, and that,
like, yeah, that that's works him.
Perfectly.
Yeah. But I felt like it was also the first time I felt like the villain in the movie was actually as good as the main character.
Oh, yeah.
Because I felt like that's where Spider-Man movies are the
weakest.
And
the car scene?
The car scene?
The scene where he has the gun to him?
Yes.
Yeah,
I love that scene.
It seems so good.
I will destroy everything you love.
Does that include your daughter? Huh? Will you kill her too? Number eight.
The Lego Batman movie.
Oh my god, number eight, Lego Batman.
Yo! Wow, that was awful.
All right. High five.
Why'd you like it?
It was great. It was a feel-good movie.
It was so much fun.
And it was fun. I laughed a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. I saw it with my ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it with my ex-girlfriend and her little siblings, and it was a good movie.
So much fun.
I liked it.
I saw it with my friends who are particular fans of animation, so it was so much fun to watch with them. I just felt like I had so much fun. I was actually able to get a lot of the jokes they were doing because it was like, if you're a Batman DC nerd, you'll get every joke that they'll throw at you, and it was just so much fun. I loved it a lot.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Number seven, Justice League.
I did not see Justice League.
What's your number seven?
Logan.
Ooh. Fox Marvel versus DC. Yes.
What'd you like, Logan?
It was dark. It was gritty.
Okay.
It ended his story very nicely.
Okay.
My only problems with it was...
Felt like it cussed too much?
Yeah, there was
unnecessary
F-bombs.
It felt like
F-bombs.
He was trying to reach an R for...
It was like, they want to be R. It's like, come on, just be R with how bloody you are.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What about Justice League? How was that?
I might get on a soapbox about this.
We have a real big problem of people thinking that Marvel is the greatest thing ever to exist in the history of cinematic universes.
It is.
Please just stop.
No, it feels like there's a stigma about Marvel and DC now. Of if a Marvel movie comes out, it gets every praise ever, and there's nothing wrong with those movies. But as soon as a DC movie comes out, they're like, it's the worst thing ever to exist!
Well, maybe if DC would make good movies.
They did! They made two of them this year! Justice League was not bad.
If you compare it to
past mistakes, this movie's incredible.
Everything's good compared to Suicide Squad.
No, everything's bad compared to Suicide Squad. You got it backwards,
Sorry,
boy.
Award-winning Suicide Squad.
Sorry, Suicide Squad got my number one, even though it came out in 2016.
Oh, gosh, no.
No, I really liked Justice League because I felt like they finally hit their stride with Wonder Woman and then kept going with Justice League.
Yeah.
The only problem I have with the movie is, one, I feel like this is what broke the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like their movie business is done with now.
No.
If Aquaman doesn't come out this year, mm-hmm. then they're done with, I think. Which is sad for me, because I actually started liking where they were going with the story and all that yeah. stuff. But if it's just also sad because nobody's giving them a chance anymore. Like, it just made me really mad because, like, whenever I saw the reviews for Justice mm-hmm. League, they made no sense to me.
Yeah.
Because I felt like this movie was everything that people wanted, and now that they got what they wanted, they don't want it anymore.
Yeah, okay.
It just made me real mad, and I don't think the movie deserves all the hate that it... Is it perfect? Ooh, no. No, 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 no. But is it probably one of DC's best movies they've made?
Oh, sure, it's up there.
Okay. It's definitely up there.
I gotcha.
I loved it a lot. Can't wait for Flashpoint Paradox so we can fix all of it.
Number six?
Number six. Coco.
Coco?
Yeah.
Number six for me is a new edition, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Why'd you like that one?
It lived up to my expectations. I mean, I was expecting it to be not as good as the first one, but yeah. still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I got. I mean, I like the storyline, the whole thing with his father, and they balanced the characters nice, and it was funny still. It didn't try to force itself to be funny, I didn't feel like, as much as I thought it might. But, I mean, they just tried with it, and it felt good. I'm not too picky.
I really loved Coco. This was one of the movies where I felt like... this movie's up for an Oscar, by the way, for Best Animated Picture, and I feel like this is the first time that Pixar actually deserves it.
Yeah.
Because in years past, there have been better animated movies, but they just go to Pixar anyways because it's Pixar.
I mean.
Yeah. But the years that they come out with not good animated movies, they get the Oscar anyways, mm-hmm. even though you had stuff like Kubo come out. And it's like, Kubo's up there, and it's
yeah.
fantastic and amazing, but yet you give it to the good dinosaur? Question mark?
Yeah, Kubo was one of my favorite animated movies of
yeah.
last year.
It's one of those things that I get real mad about at the yeah. Oscars. But this is the first time I felt like Coco actually deserves it.
Yep.
The only problem I had going in was I felt like this movie was going to be too much like The Book of Life, if you ever heard of that movie.
You told me about it.
Yeah, it was an animated movie about Day of the Dead that came out 2016. It was either 2016 or 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it might have just been copying them, but yeah. they definitely made it their own. And it was definitely good. I really liked it.
Number five.
Thor Ragnarok.
Wonder Woman.
I didn't see Wonder Woman.
I saw Wonder Woman. I love that movie so much. Wonder Woman, I felt like, was the first time DC did something fresh since Man of Steel. I felt like they finally hit their stride in
yeah.
what they want to do. And Patty Jenkins, who directed it, I feel like she should become head director now of DC. Not knocking Zack Snyder. I think he's a wonderful visual effects artist,
mm-hmm.
but he's not a director. I'm sorry, Zack. You can make things look incredible. You cannot write it. So why don't you make Zack head of visual arts and just make Patty Jenkins the head director of everything.
Yeah.
That would definitely make people actually like DC more, I feel like. But I felt like Wonder Woman had a message and it stuck to it.
Mm.
It was there to tell a story and a message with it. And what's even funnier is it's probably the most adult movie out of DC, but yet because it was the most childish. Like, it was meant for children.
Yeah.
Like, Patty Jenkins even came out and said, I wanted to make the movie PG,
mm-hmm.
but they wouldn't let me because it takes place during World War One.
Oh, okay, yeah, so like, that's a darker time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I just loved it. And I saw it with my sister. So
it was like Logan, but the opposite.
Absolutely.
But she actually succeeded rather than Logan being...
Yes.
No, I like Thor Ragnarok. It was funny. Mm-hmm. I feel like if they didn't reveal that the Hulk was in it, it would have been so much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I agree.
The Hulk's reveal would have been so fantastic if I didn't know that the Hulk was in the
but
movie.
But you gotta get people's butts in the seats, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, but no. And it ties in nicely with everything that's happening in the Marvel Universe with the whole Infinity War that's coming out soon. But yeah, no, it was just... I liked it.
Yeah. I really liked it because I felt like this was the best Thor movie we were ever going to get.
Yeah.
Because Thor 1 is okay. Thor 2 is awful.
I don't remember Thor 2.
Man, that movie's a mess.
I'm glad that Thor Ragnarok gave us a recap of Thor 2. With that whole play scene?
Yes.
That was very
so
nice.
So good. With a weird cameo by Matt Damon.
Yeah, and...
Liam Neeson's brother.
Not Liam Neeson.
I'm on Jedi still. Yeah. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, his brother.
Yeah, that was
playing
funny.
As him.
Yeah.
That was so good.
So good. I do like that movie a lot. I felt like the comedy... was a nice touch.
Loki was fantastic.
Maybe some scenes could have not used the comedy. I'm specifically talking about the ending.
Okay.
But I also like the rock monster.
Yes.
Who was played by the director.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's very funny. But yeah, definitely the funniest Marvel movie, I think.
Yeah.
Like I thought Guardians was the funniest. I think this definitely beat it. Okay. Because I felt like it had more of an improv, like, situational type comedy to it. I really liked it.
Number four, Last Jedi.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Ooh. I don't even need to talk about Last Jedi.
Yeah, we just
went into it. So you can talk about what you liked about Spider-Man.
I agree with you with everything that you said. Mm-hmm. He's a fantastic Peter Parker and an amazing Spider-Man. Well, pun intended. It was a good story, good villain. And I'm kind of biased because Spider-Man is my favorite superhero out of all of them. Yeah. He's always been, which is why it's so high up here. And it gets me excited for what they're going to do with him in like the next, I don't know the Marvel timeline right now, but next Spider-Man movie we get or what he's going to do in Infinity War. I'm just excited about everything that he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I did have one problem though, which was his suit being the robot. It didn't feel quite true to his character to me, but like the whole Spider-Man thing.
I think it's better than his actual robot suit that he's going to get in Infinity
War. Oh, yeah. That
weird mecha suit that he gets. I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean, it's an interesting thing that they're doing, and I'm not entirely opposed to it, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Number three.
You go first.
War for the Planet of the Apes.
Going in style.
What? What the heck is that?
It's a movie that didn't get a whole lot of
press. You actually out-indied me. It's impressive.
It has Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
The guy who plays as Alfred in the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yes.
Has him and then two other old actors. Okay. And it shows a group of old guys who decide to rob a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there completely blind. It's just hands down. I mean, I put it at number three. It's such a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, me going in there blind didn't have or had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen any reviews for it or whatever, but it was
I think it's because
such
nobody
a fantastic,
saw it.
Yeah. It's such a fantastic movie though. What's his name?
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine, that's what it is. Yeah, Michael Caine. He's
okay.
in it and great movie.
Yeah. Okay.
I recommend seeing it.
War for the Planet of the Apes, as I've said countless times before, the Planet of the Apes remakes are very underrated movies, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
They are not remakes. They are character pieces about a character becoming king and having morals and then having to break them to realize what it means to be king. And I feel like that character analyzation is all culminated into one piece, and this final movie to the trilogy is just beautiful send off of the trilogy, and I love it. I don't want them to make any more. If they do, name them something else and focus on a different character, because this trilogy's perfect. I just loved it so much. All right,
number two, you go first.
Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Wow. Alrighty then.
All the way up at number two. I liked it.
You don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. What's your number two?
Your Name.
Ah, yes.
Okay. I specifically didn't say anything about the movie because I had it on my list. So, Your Name is a animated Japanese movie that came out in 2016, but came out in the USA in 2017. I'm gonna count it.
Fair enough.
But I literally just watched it like a couple days ago.
Yep.
And I was bawling by the end of the movie. It's so good. It's just, it's a story about two people who feel like they know each other. They switch places. Mm-hmm. And they go through their daily lives and they try to find each other. And it's just a beautiful story. And it's just, it's gorgeous. I think it's some of the best animation I've ever seen in my entire life. The music is also some of the best music I've ever heard. It's just up there with one of the greats.
Yeah.
I think this animated movie will definitely go down in history of this is an animated movie that you need to watch, no matter if you like anime or not.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely up there. And it's just, boy, it's just one of those movies.
That good.
It's so good.
All right. Number one.
Number one.
Same time.
Okay. All right, three, two, one. A Monster Calls. I knew it. I knew it. I didn't want to ask you if you've seen that movie, and I knew you put it on there.
Yes. I'm sorry. Did you not?
I haven't seen The Greatest Showman.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
No. It's just everybody talks about
okay.
it.
Okay. Go ahead with Monster Calls.
I've talked about it before. The Monster's Call came out very beginning of the year. Early January, got no recognition. It was only in theaters for 1 week, and I got to see it. That's why I hate people. and it's still so good. I feel like it tells the story of a boy having to deal with everything that's happening in his life. And how it tells it and how it shows it is just beautiful. It's moving. Mm-hmm. By the end of the movie, I think I cried 3 times. It was just incredible. And I love it. And I also love having Liam Neeson just be like a giant monster.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get about to watching that one. But...
That's so good, man. It's just, I can't talk enough praise about it. It's just so good.
Yeah.
So good. What'd you like about Greatest Showman?
Everything.
knew it.
No, but it's a musical.
Yeah.
Which normally musicals aren't typically. Like, there's only two musicals I like, which is The Greatest Showman and Les Miserables.
Both have Hugh Jackman in them.
Yes.
What a theme.
No, but he sings really good in this one.
As whereas always.
In Les Mis. Well, he's Les Mis, he was a little pitchy at times, but that was live shot.
Yeah.
In Les Mis. But this one, he's got auto-tune and whatever, so it sounds fantastic.
He is a Broadway actor, by the way.
He is?
Yes.
Oh.
So he actually knows how to sing.
but the one problem a lot of people have with it, I'm not going to go into spoiler zone or anything, is that the central conflict of the movie, there really isn't one.
It's nothing.
It's just a happy, feel-good movie.
Okay.
And but the thing is, it's not like the world is completely, it's not like, you know, some movie where it's like, you know, the world is exactly the same in the beginning as it is in the end.
Yeah.
By the end of the movie, the world's changed. You know, it's like there's a difference was made. The movie had a purpose.
Hmm.
And it's just, it was good. I mean, the singing and all the, everything was, I love it. the songs are a bit contemporary.
Yeah.
So you had, you know, like modern effects to it rather than it being set in
our pop song.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit with what time period it is.
It didn't, but it worked. And I liked it.
Okay. I just haven't seen it. Everybody's been talking about it. It's just one of those movies. So yeah, those
are our list for our movies of the year.
This was definitely a bad year for me for seeing movies. I saw less movies this year than any year before. I don't know why. I was just really bad at, like, I think even whenever we, during graduation, I felt like there was, like, 5 movies that came out, and I'm like, I can only see, like, one of these.
Yeah,
I'm like, what do I do? But yeah, not the best year. Last year was definitely way better for me in 2016 of seeing.
I think I did better this year than I did last year.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna try better this year to actually see movies.
Yeah.
Just nothing's out right now, actually.
Let's get into the last portion of our podcast. future movies.
I'm just gonna look up a list of
what is coming out.
I'm gonna see. I hope everybody likes the silence.
Oh yes.
Of us not talking, looking at our phones. What every great podcast needs.
Oh yes, a good silent portion.
Mm-hmm. Let me check this list. Wait, that one might work actually. Let's sing the main theme from Star Wars: The Last Jedi. I don't know.
I don't remember it.
I don't either.
That sounded more like Rogue One's happy theme. Do you recognize that one?
I don't actually.
It's the Wii. It's the I think it's like Wii Sports.
All right, I got a list up here.
Awesome.
Of months and movies coming out. Let's see what comes out. Maze Runner: The Death Cure. Sure, why not? Yeah. Let's see what else is there. 50 Shades Freed.
Yes.
Okay then.
Yes. I'm watching it.
Let's see Monster Family. Black Panther, that comes out next month.
Yeah, that one, I'm kind of interested.
Very interested. Yeah. Because it looks gorgeous. I'm also just curious to see what they do with Black Panther because I loved him in Civil War.
And the lead actor is quite handsome.
Very. Annihilation.
Never heard of it.
It's a weird movie that I've only seen one trailer for it. It looks very fascinating. I don't even know what the story is. It's like they live in like a apocalyptic world, kind of, where there's a weird magic thing happening out in the forest, and they gotta go in and see what's happening.
Yeah,
and bad stuff happens. Very weird looking movie. I'm just interested. Red Sparrow. That's the Jennifer Lawrence movie where she's basically Black Widow.
Yeah, yeah.
Gnome Alone.
What? Oh, Gnome Alone.
Gnome Alone. Oh. No, it's not Sherlock and Gnome. It's Gnome Alone.
Oh, no.
There's two Gnome movies coming out this year.
What do we do to deserve such wondrous,
fantastic
movies?
What's
such
I
wondrous
don't know.
Movies?
A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I know a lot of people
it
are excited about that one.
I think it visually looks interesting. I highly doubt the story will be anything to flounder about, but we'll see. Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider's always nice.
I saw one trailer for it. It looks like it. Pacific Rim Uprising.
I didn't see the first one.
I'm definitely going to go see it because I love the first one.
I know that if I watch it, it's going to be the 5-year-old in me watching it. The one that's all about big
absolutely.
Robots fighting, explosions everywhere, die aliens.
Don't watch it for story. Just watch it because it's awesome. Oh. Isle of Dogs. Definitely going to go watch that one.
Never heard of it.
It's a Wes Anderson film. Ever seen Fantastic Mr. Fox?
No.
Oh, never mind. It's a stop motion animated film by Wes Anderson. Okay. Right after that, Sherlock Gnomes.
Oh.
Ready Player One.
I'm going to see that one.
I might. It's not on my list of like, oh, got to go see this. Yeah. It's just maybe.
I'm optimistic.
Optimistic. Optimism.
Which is not a good thing to have when watching movies.
Truth or Dare, The Writer. Why have I not heard of any of these? There was one movie that I did hear about that's coming out that I didn't see on this list. It's an animated movie about a slave.
Oh.
Let me see if I can find it. Name.
Search up anime about a slave.
No, not anime. Just an animated movie. Super Troopers. Duck Duck Goose.
No, thank you.
House of Tomorrow. Animal Crackers. What?
What?
What is... Avengers Infinity War.
There you go.
We got to something. You excited?
I don't know yet.
I
haven't thought about it too much. The Avengers movies are always a bit, I don't know, much for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's always like...
Did you like the first one?
Yeah, I mean...
Did you like the second one?
I mean, that's basically my reaction to them is, you know, that's about it.
Where the heck is this movie?
Early Man.
Early Man.
That one looks interesting.
What the heck? Where is it?
Silence.
Does it come out next year? I wish I could find it so that I could remember the name.
I can only imagine.
There's Isle of Dogs.
That's all I can do.
Okay. It's a 3D animated movie about a slave in Egypt. It looks really cool. Avengers Infinity War. What else is there? Deadpool 2 comes out the same month.
I like Deadpool 1. And I hope I like Deadpool 2. I mean,
we'll see. Right after that, Solo, a Star Wars story.
I'm excited about Solo.
Are you really?
Yes.
We haven't seen anything about it yet.
I'm never going to see anything about it. I'm going to avoid everything.
I'm so confused because usually Disney's like, trailer year before the movie comes out. But this time we literally know nothing about I mean, that's good.
I don't even remember who the actor they chose is.
For Han Solo?
Yeah.
I don't know either. I don't recognize his name. Yeah. I only know the actor that's playing Lando.
Who is it?
Childish Gambino.
Hey!
He was in Spider-Man.
Childish Gambino.
Ocean's 8. The Incredibles 2.
I'm excited about that
I'm so hype. So hype. I'm so glad Brad Bird's finally getting to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good news because he's been on record saying majority of the time that he doesn't want to do it because he hasn't written the perfect script yet.
Yeah.
And he won't do it until it's perfect. So I'm like, well, it must be perfect now.
What's interesting to me is that it takes place right after.
That is the weird part. One. I would have, expected me personally, be, yeah. I would have preferred a How to Train Your Dragons type deal where it's like a couple years after the movie comes out. Well, in universe, it's a couple years, so everybody's older. But whatever. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
I didn't see the first Jurassic World.
Neither did I.
Oh, well, there you go.
The first Purge. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That one...
trailer just came out
for it recently. I'm cautiously optimistic.
I'm actually pretty excited because I didn't think the first one was bad.
There was some science. All the science in it was wrong. Like, every bit of the science in that movie
You're telling me a guy who can shrink down in size and the science is wrong? Of course it is.
No, well, I mean...
It's impossible to shrink down like that.
Even if you follow their rules of logic, they break their own logic in it.
You mean like how he shrinks down and he's able to sing?
Yeah, it says... Yeah, like, it says, you know, he doesn't... The molecules don't shrink or disappear. They don't disappear, they just get smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time he gets down to a... like, as small as he can be.
Subatomic.
He should be a black hole.
Yeah, well,
and
whatever.
He's not a black hole.
Eh, it's fine.
But, whatever.
It's a movie about a guy who dresses up like an ant.
It was still a good movie.
Yeah, it's really good. Hotel Transylvania 3.
Nope, no. The first one was good, but no.
It's by Gindy Tartakovsky, so I'll probably still watch it. Alita? I believe is how you pronounce it. Alita Battle Angel. Do you know anything about that? It's a anime adaptation. I just had a stroke. It's a anime adaptation movie directed by Robert Rodriguez and James Cameron.
Yeah.
Two very powerhouse names directing and like visual directing.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer and I'm very fascinated by it because the first thing I think everybody will notice is... what is wrong with her eyes? Because the main character is a girl. Mm-hmm. I can just pull it up.
Okay, go ahead.
The main character is a girl, and she has the biggest eyes you could possibly imagine. She is so anime. It is unfair.
Alita Battle Angel.
Yeah, there you go. Look at those eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And this is what the anime that they're basing off of. So
okay.
See, look.
They're
actually accurate.
They copied the art style from the anime into this.
And made it live action.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, if people are like, it's nothing like the anime, I'm going to kill them.
Because they're trying, all right?
They're really trying to make it look like it's the actual anime. I really appreciate it, though.
Yeah.
It looks very...
I'll watch it.
I'll watch it. I'll definitely check it out, because it's definitely the most interesting-looking movie.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia, Mission Impossible.
Are they still making those?
Yes. We forgot to mention that. Mission Impossible, it's going to have... The villain's going to be...
Childish Gambino.
No, Superman. The actor that plays him.
Okay.
And he's going to have a mustache. And they had to do reshoots for Justice League, and he wasn't allowed to shave his mustache off because he was he had a contract to not shave it off.
That's awesome.
And so in the movie, they had to CGI it off, and there are some scenes where you can tell they didn't do a good job. It's real weird.
That's awesome. I have to go watch the movie now.
But what's also funny is that there's scenes where Gal Gadot, who's Wonder Woman,
yeah,
she was pregnant in the reshoots.
Yeah.
So she has a green screen thing over her stomach, and her like back of her thing is like slightly open, and it's like, oh man, it's so funny. Teen Titans Go, the movie. Kill Me Now.
Oh gosh.
What is it? The Predator. Spy Who Dumped Me, Scarface. Where are we? Oh, we're in August.
Ooh, is there anything coming out on my birthday?
Slenderman?
Nice. Okay.
Like, when's your birthday?
September 1st. What's the closest thing? What's the closest thing?
Closest thing are Christopher Robbins, The Equalizer 2, The Predator, and The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
Those sound like great movies to go watch for your birthday.
I'll watch all three of them. For your birthday.
All of them. Let's see. September. Anything interesting? Smallfoot.
Smallfoot.
I don't know. A Star Is Born. Venom.
Venom, yes.
I forgot that came out this year.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm interested.
Spider-Man is my favorite.
They've been wanting to do a Venom movie since Andrew Garfield.
Yes.
So I'm very interested to see what they have planned. Especially since they have, what's his face? Bane. Mad Max.
Don't know.
Every Christopher Nolan movie ever. I don't know.
Don't know the guy.
Yeah, he's playing Venom. Goosebumps Horrorland. Did you see the first Goosebumps?
Okay, so this is a...
Yeah, sequel.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
I think, at least.
Okay.
I like the first Goosebumps because I love the Goosebumps books and TV show.
Wasn't the first Goosebumps like a straight to DVD?
No.
Oh, did it have a theatrical release?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
Oh. I just saw it one day on the counter at like a Walmart. It was just
sitting
there.
About the same movie? One with Jack Black?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just saw it there. I was like, oh, I didn't know they came out with a Goosebumps
movie. Yeah, it was
with Jack Black.
X-Men, Dark Phoenix. Good luck with that one.
Yeah. X-Men isn't the greatest.
The Grinch.
Who Stole Christmas?
No, it's just called The Grinch.
Oh, it's the young Grinch, isn't it?
Maybe. It's got that one guy playing him. Benedict Cumberbatch. There we go.
Benedict something Cumberbatch.
Yep. Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald.
I am very excited.
Really?
Yes, I love Fantastic Beasts.
I actually did watch Fantastic Beasts. I thought it was okay.
The whole...
I felt like its focus was way off. He didn't have anything to focus on.
And the ending of the movie where everything just went back to normal. Because magic.
Also, the villain that was revealed. Like, am I supposed to know who he is?
Yeah.
Who is he? The blonde guy played by Johnny Depp? Yeah. Who is he?
I forgot. But he was set up to be a bad guy.
Okay.
Anyways, I like the movie. And I'm going to watch the second one.
Creed 2. Ralph Breaks the Internet. Wreck-It Ralph.
I didn't see Wreck-It Ralph.
Wow.
I know,
an actual good video game movie, and you didn't see it. Yeah. I'm pretty excited. I'm just curious of what they'll do. Mortal Engines.
Is that like Monster Trucks?
No, this is Peter Jackson's next franchise movie.
Oh.
You know the guy who did Lord of the Rings? Basically, imagine Mad Max, but their cars are cities. There you go. It's very... Let me see if I can find a picture. Yeah.
I liked Peter Jackson because of the Lord of the Rings movies, and I saw the Hobbit movies, and I hated him.
Exactly.
So I don't know what to think right now.
But the Hobbit movies were out of his hands.
Were they?
I mean, like, he only wanted to make one.
Oh.
And they were like, make two. No, wait, make three. And then Peter Jackson was like, wait, what? What am I supposed to do?
Two makes sense for the Hobbit.
Yeah.
All right, Mortal Engines.
I hope I'm right about this. Yeah, I was right. Yeah,
look. Oh my gosh, it's a
city. It's literally just a city on wheels.
On wheels, and it's going to crash into another
city.
So
awesome. So awesome.
We haven't had a steampunk movie since, like...
That's a shot from long the trailer.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, but these are based off of movies. Or books, sorry. Books.
That's a hot air balloon.
Yes. Okay. Yep, Mortal Engines. Ooh, this one I'm excited for. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
I'm so excited. We get an animated Spider-Man movie with so many Spider-Mans in it. I'm so excited. It also just looks gorgeous to look at. So excited. Aquaman. Again, if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, goodbye, DC.
I'll watch it because Aquaman.
I'll definitely watch it because I loved Aquaman in the movie. He was so funny. Oh, okay. I was confused. I thought they were making another Bee movie for a second there. No, it's just called Bumblebee, the movie. That's the Transformer Bumblebee.
Okay.
I was so confused. I'm like, hey, wait, what?
Bee movie 2 with Jerry Seinfeld.
He's back again. And then last one is Bohemian Rhapsody, a documentary about Queen.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a documentary.
Yeah, it's a documentary. Not
too much to be excited about.
Overall, there's definitely some movies I'm definitely super excited for. There's some movies I'm like, okay, I'll see it.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
And as the year goes on, we'll have more movies announced. We'll see what happens then. But anyways, it was awesome to have you back on.
Thank you,
Philip. I was glad to get all of my thoughts out about everything on there because I just needed to.
Yes.
I was just bottling it all up and be like, I can't say this to anybody except for Philip.
Because I'm the greatest.
The greatest.
That Cody kid, whatever his name is.
Anyways, I hope you all had a wonderful time listening to this podcast, and we'll see you in the next one.
Okay. I don't know what you say at the end.
Goodbye.